Monday, October 11th, 2021. I said going into the news, need we say more about our Detroit Lions? Probably not, but we will anyway, because yes, it's Monday. And once again, after an NFL Sunday, in the hopes that one day, as we have been doing for many, many years, that we would be talking about the Detroit Lions every Monday, to the point where after a Super Bowl Sunday, we'd be talking about the Lions on a Super Bowl Victory Monday. Will this be the year? No. I will say, you know, I was going to make a joke, but to Dan Campbell and his emotions that were out there yesterday, I was going to make a joke and say, you know, Lions fans have been crying for over 60 years. It took Dan Campbell five games.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, man.
Who could have written that loss yesterday? I mean,
the Lions.
Where that happened. I mean,
the Lions.
I blame it on the defensive coordinator or the defense that they let that guy get within field goal range.
As well as the defense played throughout the game.
They had him deep in their territory and should have been able to hold them.
Just like at with Baltimore, they rushed the three.
Yeah, went to that dreaded prevent defense. Yeah.
You give an NFL quarterback that much time, I don't care how many guys you had defending, they're going to find somebody open.
Right, and Kirk Cousins is, he can find those windows. Now, and that's too bad. And, you know, also, you know, Jared Goff fumbling the ball and getting intercepted in the red zone. That didn't help either. Those getting down deep, and that's 2 weeks in a row. The Lions have really given up some points.
There was one beautiful long pass that they had that was completed, and then they called a guy for holding. And I saw that replay. Boy, that was a cheap holding call.
Yeah. Agreed.
The Lions experienced all these things we're talking about that all teams do.
Yep.
And yet other teams find ways to overcome, which Lions did.
Lions did overcome it, actually. They drove. They got the big defensive turnover.
Yeah.
Then scored on the touchdown.
I mean, imagine what Vikings fans were saying at that
right,
point.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what are you doing?
Right.
Two hands on the ball. Why even try? Oh.
And that Dan Campbell decides to go for two.
And boy, you could hear fans, that's what we want, Dan. Go for the two.
Right. I mean, that was good.
Maybe he shouldn't have gotten it. Maybe you should just let the disappointment just right there. You know, instead of getting our hopes up. I did say, though, I said, when they scored it, and I'm like, 37 seconds left and two timeouts.
I know, but, you know, well, first of all, you got to score when you score. But 37 seconds left, that's not bad. That's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not a minute 37. 37 seconds, and it's not, you know, Tom Brady. I'm sorry, Kirk Cousins is okay, but he's not Tom Brady.
This is true.
37 seconds, they probably, that wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I just didn't agree. I'm with Dave. I just did not agree with the prevent defense.
No, and you knew it was coming, because everyone's just like, oh gosh, they're going to do it. They're going to do it again. I'd rather have you rush him and force the quarterback to perhaps
make a decision.
And if they beat you on the defensive backs and safety positions, well, more power to them. At least make them fight for it.
Yeah, right.
And of course, the Lions providing further historical notes.
Oh, not in a good way.
No.
Oh.
The first team, the Lions are the first team in NFL history to lose on two last-second field goals of 50 yards or more in one season.
Hey, all right. Well, they will be remembered.
And it's only five games into the season. We've got another 12 games. Who knows? Maybe we'll build on this record.
Well, the Vikings kicker missed a 49-yarder, and then you know, who would have thought he's going to come up and hit a 54-yarder?
Yeah. Well, he was short on that, wasn't he?
He was short on that.
Yeah, he was short on the 49.
Right, yeah. In fact, even I think the announcer was that Chris Myers was even he even said piece of cake.
Yeah,
Were we thinking that the Joseph for the Vikings made the kick, but no, it was short.
Yeah, and after they came back and went ahead, I think Campbell thought we finally did it. We finally won one.
Yeah,
but it wasn't over yet.
No,
he's learning.
Yeah,
he's learning as a Lion coach. It's never over until
until
the clock runs out, till the last review happens, and until the NFL team in New York says Lions, it's approved.
Right,
something like that. I don't know.
Yep, another tough one. But you know what? I give the Lions credit. I think this is what Lions fans want to see in terms of effort. as they continue to deal with some depleting injuries. Cephas now, they're one of their better receivers.
Have we heard yet? We just know he's out with a serious injury, but serious we haven't heard injury. What.
Yep, could be up for a while, if not the year. We'll see.
We've had our share of devastating injuries, no question about that. And we didn't have much depth in the first place.
No. Yet this team is fighting, and I think that's what Lions fan wanted to see. It seems like this team really does like to follow in the footsteps of Dan Campbell and mm-hmm. fight to the very, very end. I was listening last night during that, just before I went to bed, I was watching the Sunday night game, and they had that lightning storm go through. And so halftime was about an hour and 10 minutes long, Kansas City. And during the halftime, they were showing some of the Lions highlights, and they talked about the differences between Dan Campbell and Urban Meyer, the head coach for Jacksonville. Who's also 0-5. They've mm-hmm. lost 20 straight. Of course, he got into some personal issues over this past week.
True.
On top of that, I guess he did not take the plane ride home with the team after their loss the previous week. And then yesterday they lost, and he, instead of having his quarterback sneak it at the one-yard line, he said, well, they asked him, do you practice this? He goes, no, we really haven't practiced it. Yet his quarterback after said, no, we've practiced it, and I think we can do it if we're just asked to do it. Seems like already that Urban Meyer is not connecting with his team, but they said, but look at Dan Campbell. And it looks like that's a coach that players are willing to fight for over and over. And I will say that. I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
Interesting comparison.
Yeah. I like how it's – wish they could get some wins, of course. Everybody does, but – I just always wanted to see the Lions compete first. I knew this wasn't going to be a good year, and they are competing.
This is true.
But they are still making those same line mistakes at times.
Eliminate some of those, perhaps, into the future.
Yeah.
Better times ahead, we hope, for Dan Campbell, who wants it so bad for his players, let alone himself and the fans.
Yep.
The future can only look brighter. Continues to be bright, by the way, for both Michigan and Michigan State.
Man.
Wow.
Close wins. Well, close win for Michigan. Not so much for Michigan State.
Well, once the Spartans got rolling, they were trailing for a little bit against Rutgers and said, forget this.
that's a big win for Michigan. Those are the kind of games that they would lose here in the past during the Harbaugh era, and they found a way to win.
Just don't get involved in any unsportsmanlike conduct after a great play.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That was after the play.
Yeah, yes, that right. was.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I think Harbaugh will clean that up.
no doubt.
Yeah, let's hope. And a new number one team.
Oh, that's right. Alabama went down.
Yeah,
that's right.
That was something else.
Yep. So Michigan and Michigan State climbing up the AP poll. And let's see, Michigan's got a bye this week. And in 2 weeks, we will have Michigan and, well, 3 weeks, Michigan and Michigan State.
That's going to be a good one.
Still be undefeated at that time. Who knows?
Yeah,
we'll see. Number 10 currently. We'll see how that comes out. Eh?
Yep.
Lots of fun times ahead. Another Monday of football talk. Oh, congratulations, too, to our SVSU Cardinals on the road in Texas against Commerce.
Yeah,
big win there, too.
A team that's moving up to Division One, too.
Yeah.
So knocked them off.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, very good one.
Much bigger school, too, about double the size.
Yeah, never know. That's why you play the games.
That's right. Mm-hmm.